Matt Rush has been named in 3 use of force cases against the Champaign Police Department. While 2 are ongoing, a 3rd was settled earlier this month.
Council number 2015-197, a resolution authorizing settlement.
Thank you. The purpose of this council bill is to authorize settlement of the claim of William Brown. This settlement would conclude all claims in lieu of further litigation. Are there any council technical questions?
On December 1st, the Champaign City Council approved a $25,000 settlement for Champaign resident William Brown, who was hurt while being arrested in June of 2013. Officer Rush and another Champaign policeman contend their use of force on Brown, including punching him in the face, was justified, as Brown was resisting arrest. Brown, on the other hand, says by the time the officers made contact with him, he'd already given himself up and was complying with the police. But instead of letting the case go to trial, Brown opted to settle with the city. Champaign officials say the settlement doesn't mean an admission of guilt by the city. Champaign's attorney Fred Stavens.
It's important to distinguish that complaints and whether they be citizen complaints or complaints filed in court, they present one side of sometimes a complex issue.
It's a complex issue Officer Rush has found himself mired in on at least a dozen occasions. In the officer's nearly 6-year tenure with the Champaign Police Department, Rush has been a subject of 3 lawsuits, 5 internal investigations, and 6 citizen complaints. One of those citizen complaints stemmed from an incident in the middle of the night in March of 2014. According to police records, an unidentified Champaign woman called 911 in the early hours of March 16th, asking for officers to be dispatched to her residence. The woman said she and her boyfriend had just broken up, and she wanted police to be present while they gave each other's keys back, just to be safe. Here's the scene just a little while later. This is sound from the dash cam of an officer who arrived later than Rush and his colleague. The man wailing is Benjamin Mann, the ex-boyfriend of the woman who called 911. The woman, of course, is the girlfriend. In his official complaint letter, Mann alleges Officer Rush pinned him on the ground, pepper sprayed him, and hit him repeatedly in the abdomen. In her official complaint letter, the unnamed girlfriend details what she calls unnecessary use of force by Rush and his colleague. You can hear her in the video shouting, "He's not doing anything." But Officer Rush's account is different. Rush says he had to detain Mann because right from the start, Mann refused to remove his hand from his pocket. Officer Rush says that led him to believe Mann had an object in there. Rush says Mann also fought back. It took 4 minutes to get Mann into handcuffs.
Put your hands up!
Two months later, Officer Rush's actions that night were officially declared justified by police internal investigators, and the complaints of Mann and his girlfriend unfounded. But in another 2 months, Officer Rush would be fired. The 3 incidents cited in Rush's termination case were 2 uses of force and 1 instance of missing paperwork. Rush had apparently neglected to file a ticket a few days before the Mann incident in March 2014. Then in April, Rush used excessive force to get control of a woman he was attempting to detain. Police records show Rush pushed her unnecessarily and used his knees to force her into a squad car. In May, Rush apparently punched a woman while trying to contain her. The released video from that incident shows the altercation, which involved the woman scratching Rush in the face. But the only sound heard is that of the squad car in the local country music station.
Get ready for work with Holstein & Company, Quick C 100.3.
So how did Matt Rush get reinstated to the Champaign Police Department after being fired last summer? In short, Rush is still employed because of his union, the Fraternal Order of Police. The FOP's collective bargaining contract with the city provides for an arbitrator, who blocked Rush's firing. The arbitrator then conducted its own investigation into Rush's conduct. While records show the arbitrator found Rush at fault many times, the FOP ultimately won Rush back his job by defending the officer's account of events as confused by the heat of the moment, not flat-out untruthful. Instead of being fired, Rush was ultimately suspended for 34 days, then was back to work. And the man who tried to fire Rush in the first place, Champaign Police Chief Anthony Cobb, says he's complying with the FOP's decision.
Officer Rush has been a model employee since he's come back to work. When he came back in humbled, he came in back in contrite, and he came back in ready to put this behind him and move forward, and that's what we did together as an agency.
Cobb says Rush underwent special de-escalation training, something the union arbitrator noted the officer struggled with. Rush is now back on patrol under increased scrutiny for the time being. The scrutiny includes intense review of any use of force, something Chief Cobb says is important. But on the other side of the coin,
I can't tie our officers' hands. Our officers have to have them be able to function and do their jobs, and we'll hold them accountable for the decisions that they make.
I'm Hannah Meisel, Illinois Public Media.